Well, welcome to everyone if you're new or returning. It's a lot of fun. You're going to meet Billy, our farmer, and make sure to shake Billy's hand, because if you've ever wanted to meet the real deal, the real farmer, that's Billy.
Curator Leslie Hertzberg is spot on with her assessment as she welcomes a baby animals tour group to the Hancock Shaker Village on the outskirts of Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And in moments, the group meets the real deal, Farm Director Billy Mangiardi. With baby lambs following his every step, Mangiardi uses his large, calloused hands to show the kids how to hold chickens just days old.
And what I'd like you to do is, just, you know, kind of be real gentle. You know, don't grab them, kids. Be gentle, cup them nice here. Let their head sit out. See how I'm being like that? And if you put one hand on and one down, and now make sure you don't drop it or nothing, honey, because it hit the ground. So be very careful. These aren't play toys. They are animals. This is a working farm.
The group of about 20, mostly kids with their parents, sit on hay bales aligning the sides of a wagon pulled by a John Deere tractor around the village's 20-odd buildings. Museum staff explain what purpose each structure, mostly restored originals, served for the 300 Shakers who lived in the self-sustaining village after settling there in the 1780s. After a short ride, Mangiardi nonchalantly grabs a panel of honey out of an area swarming with bees and brings it to the group.
I need a helper.
Not me.
Not you. There's no bees here.
Eventually, a volunteer comes forward to hold the panel so everyone can have a taste. Hopping into the pen with a crew of animals, Mangiardi lets the folks feed milk to a calf, pet a turkey.
You see this right here? This is his beard. Okay. Feel that. Feel that. What's that feel like?
Wyatt.
Yeah, very, very bristly. Come here, little guy.
And hold a baby pig.
Once you grab a pig, you know what you never do? You never let go, because you're not going to catch him. Now, this guy's only 3 weeks old. A pig grows a pound a day.
Then he delves into a tale about saving a baby goat who had a rough entry into this world.
He was gone by the time I got him out. But you see, I know CPR, and I've done it a few times. So we give him a couple quick puffs. We hang him upside down. Give him a little chest compression. And next thing you know, look at him. He's running around beautiful.
And for a real hands-on experience, Mangiardi shows people how to milk a goat, even spraying some bystanders. Throughout the fun, Mangiardi explains how the farm operates, using things like compost to fertilize its gardens and heat its greenhouses. The final stop on the tour is the 1826 round stone barn. The circular structure offers ground-level access on three floors where the Shakers housed more than 50 dairy cows.
Outside that door, there's a fire hydrant. 200 years ago, they had their own water system. I still use it today. There's a reservoir across the road on 20, up on the rise, holds about 3.5, 3.6 million gallons.
But first on Mangiardi's mind is making sure everyone is having a good time. The young, the old, and the pesky reporter, who Mangiardi thought needed to hold a pig instead of a microphone.
Is he being very comfortable?
I don't think
so. Is he being gentle?
There we go.
Are you happy on this farm? You are.
A self-proclaimed old-time farmer, the 56-year-old Mangiardi has been doing this kind of work his whole life, the last decade at Hancock Shaker Village.
It's a way of life, and if you don't like it, there's really not a lot of money in farming. You either got to love it once it gets into your blood. There's a lot of work involved, and again, it's a way of life, and you come connected with it. You know, you just, next day starts, you got to do it over again, you know.
The village's head gardener, Georgia Barbary, says work for the Shakers was an extension of their faith.
Instead of, you know, planting corn to maximize profits or planting corn to have a better crop than your neighbor or, you know, whatever it is that motivates a farmer, their motivation was grow the corn in the most beautiful, elegant, proper way you can grow corn as a form of prayer, essentially.
And maybe the same is true for Mangiardi.
My favorite saying is, all is well on the farm.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavulis.